That sound means it's time for Talkin' Books, presented by La Vida Dolce. Wednesday afternoons, a little sweeter now. Talkin' Books made possible by La Vida Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Stop by for an afternoon pick-me-up, enjoy a delicious nitro cold brew coffee, or indulge with a new gelato flavor, and don't forget to bring your favorite book. Of course, they've got their book club every Tuesday at 5:30. More on that coming up in a bit. Right now, we are joined in the studio by the one, the only, Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library for the first Talkin' Books of the new year. How did we get halfway into January and this is our first one? I don't know.
And it's not just the new year, it's the new
decade. Yay.
I know, right?
My husband Brad would disagree with that. That might have been the thing.
What do you mean he would disagree?
He's one of those, the decade doesn't start until 2021 people.
Oh, so you wouldn't disagree with him. You would just say that he's wrong.
No, exactly. Yes.
Right?
That is correct.
I
do
have to say, I love y'all's show. I always catch it. I just think it's adorable and highly entertaining.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I love your segment. I always make sure to be there for it.
Oh, man, I missed you. It's been this might have been our longest break.
Right?
Has it been a month?
That's yes, close
crazy.
To it. Because we missed Christmas, we missed New Year's. I was gone last week, and now it's now. So.
I think the last time I was in here was when Daniel Wallace was with us.
Yes.
In advance of the Crook's Corner Prize.
The Crook's Corner thing, how did that go?
Which was fabulous.
Yeah.
What was great is the book. So, first of all, right before we came on the air, my computer decided to shut down to a blue screen of death and do the update.
Yes. Is that just now? Or?
It's happening as we speak, right in front of me.
So
I had all of my notes
up.
Yes. So the title, I think it was the Atlas of Reds and Blues or Atlas of Blues and Reds. That's the title that won.
Okay.
So the Crook's Corner prize is for the best debut novel set in the South. But the author is a Chapel Hillian. Debbie Lascar.
Awesome.
I believe if I'm stating that wrong, it's because of my computer. But she was born and raised in Chapel Hill. She now lives in California, I believe. But her family is still here. So it was really great to have this very Chapel Hill prize be awarded to an author who is very of Chapel Hill.
And we were talking about this last time. Every previous author who has won this prize has not been from Chapel Hill. So this really cool, you can go and have a glass of wine every day at Crook's Corner. That has just been a theoretical prize. Now they're actually going to have to pay up on that.
Well,
this year.
So the author lives in California. There were my two favorite moments at the announcement party at Crook's Corner that night were one, she mentioned that her brother had started lobbying her to see if the foundation, like, if those rights were transferable.
Yes, yeah.
I think it was her brother or her uncle or something who lives here in town. Like, can I simply, you know?
Of course.
Right.
I would think so.
I know, right?
It's not my money.
And then the other one was when she was giving a short acceptance speech. She recognized a woman in the audience and called her up, and I forget her name, but there's a character in the book that's a teacher, and it was inspired by this teacher, and it was like her third grade teacher from St. Thomas More, who was like read her first poem and gave her feedback on it, and she cites her as part of the reason she became a writer. So it was this really touching moment where she called her up on stage or to the front. It was delightful.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and then of course the next night we were so fortunate to have the author in conversation with Daniel Wallace, and that was a lovely program. So that's the last time we saw each other.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
So if y'all are listening out there and you are writing books about the South, this is an annual thing. So
it's $5,000.
And some really terrific novels, debut novels, have been recognized.
And this year, Charles Frazier was the judge, of course, of Cold Mountain fame. Last year, Tayari Jones, who did American Marriage. So there's some clout. And the other really cool thing was I guess the word got to the publisher in time. They had the trade paperback version of her book at the event that night, and they learned about the prize in time. So on the back of the book, it says winner of the Crook's Corner Book Prize.
Awesome.
So that's a really great event and a very fun partnership with them.
Cool. So speaking with Susan Brown, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org, what's going on in the library?
All the things, Aaron. I mean, all the things. So let's see. Well, sitting right here in the studio is this really new, cool project that we're working on. This is Trax. Mm-hmm. This is a grant-funded project, and it's a collaboration between the Library and Community Arts and Culture and the local music community. We are currently accepting submissions for the inclusion in the inaugural first round launch of Trax, which is going to be an online streaming music platform, but it's just for local music.
Nice.
We will be one of about a dozen public libraries in the country that are doing this. It really makes sense here in Chapel Hill because we're known for our music.
We've got such a great music scene.
We collect and curate things at the library. So if you are, as you just put the call out to the writers of town to think about the Crooks Corner Prize, if you are a local band musician who lives and gigs in the Chapel Hill area, and we define that on the website for Trax, consider, I think you need a minimum of one up to three songs to submit for the curation team to consider. And then if you are included in the first round, you'll need a minimum of five songs. That's how we're defining an album.
Okay.
We're looking for diversity in all of its forms, genre, ethnicity, all of it. Go to traxmusiclibrary.org and find out more.
Nice. So
it's really cool.
So it's curation. So you submit, you don't automatically get in.
Correct.
Right.
And we will license the music. It's not a lot, but we're not just offering exposure. We will license the music for 5 years for $250 each.
Cool.
Or something like
that.
And we're going to do some programming around it, some tiny desk concerts, maybe some other series. So we think that it's going to be a great way for local bands to connect with local audiences and for local audiences to discover the amazing music that's right here in town, much like they do with your live and local
show.
There
you go.
Yeah.
That's super fun. So when will the first ones be released? When will the first
Well, we've
got to
spend all the grant money by July 1st. So it might be July 31st.
June 29th.
At 11:59.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
No, we're thinking May.
Okay.
So the submissions are open now, and then we have to spend some time doing all the paperwork and getting all the things done. And so we're hoping for a May-ish launch.
Awesome. So yeah. TraxMusicLibrary.org.
That's it.
Awesome. Go there and find out more. And again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the Chapel Hill Public Library, which Susan Brown heads up. So let's talk books.
Let's talk some books,
We're
babe.
Getting into 2020. So book New Year's resolutions. What are the books that we want to read this year?
Yeah. So I've been doing, so we librarians love lists.
Yes.
Listicles. What are
That's
listicles?
A different things.
Right?
Listicles are those BuzzFeed things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clickbaity, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay. So there's a lot of, so at the end of the year, there's the best of books. And then quickly everybody turns to the books they're most excited about for the next year. So that's what, I have three books that I am super excited about for this year.
That puts you two up on me.
Okay. Shall I go first?
Go for it. Yes.
Okay. And I did not check in with my staff member before doing this,
okay,
but I'm just going to go ahead and
go for
do
it. Go for it.
Make
trouble.
We have, so there are many writers, so of course readers work at libraries, but often writers do. Mm-hmm. We have a couple writers on our staff, but one of them, her name is Martha Waters. She's in our Youth and Family Experiences Division, has a book coming out this year, and it is getting a lot of national buzz.
Awesome.
So we have this superstar. I mean, my whole staff are
right.
Superstars in the library world and in the community. But Martha, I think this is going to be a really big book. It's gotten starred reviews in Publishers Weekly and Library Journal, which is a big deal. So the book is called To Have and to Hoax. Good, my computer just came back up, Aaron. I think the pub
we
date...
We stalled long
I
enough.
Know. I wanted to say when it's coming out. It's going to be released. Its expected publication date is April 7th. Mm-hmm. And it is a historical rom-com. So it's a romantic story, but it's also funny. It's set in Regency, England. And the main character, it's a couple. Years ago, they fell in love and they got married. And at some point, they had a fight to end all fight. Like, you know, they are never going back from it. But, of course, it is Regency England, so they can't just divorce.
Right.
So they have this sort of, they are living these kind of separate lives. And basically, some hijinks start to ensue. They start to sort of try and fool each other. And, of course, when the hijinks ensue. So does the romantic plot line. It's got a great cover art. It's getting great reviews. And I think it's going to be a book that has broad appeal because it's not a romance in the sense of the paperback romances, which I love too. This is more for the masses, for a broader audience. It's going to be in that trade paperback form.
Nice.
So To Heaven to Hoax comes out in April by our very own Martha Waters. And I'll just tell you, like, you would think, I hope Martha's listening, you would think that as the director of the Chapel Hill Public Library, I could get a copy of The Galley. So there's a pre-publication galley.
Yeah. Which is where all of the reviews are coming from.
That's
presumably.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't have one yet. Apparently, everybody, like half my team, has read it.
Martha.
But not me.
That's because there's a character who's inspired by you. Really transparent. She's the one who makes all the problems for everyone.
Right.
Clearly.
No, but we are all very excited and very proud of Martha Waters. So look for that book in April.
Awesome. So I only have one. You still have two. So what's
your
second one? Go for it.
Oh, gosh. So my second one is, so that was by an author on staff. Mm-hmm. My next two are authors that we've had at the library.
These are all books coming out this year?
Okay. So, yeah. So, okay. We generally have books in our catalog in advance once they go on order, but these are not out yet. So the next one is called, this is a great title, it is The Southern Book Club, or The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires.
Nice.
This is by Grady Hendrix, who we had in the studio and had at the library.
As soon as you said it, I was like, this sounds like a Grady Hendrix book. Yeah.
Actually, I think coming out the same day, April 7th. And so this is... the blurb for this one is, they say, fried green tomatoes and steel magnolias meets Dracula. So one of my favorite of his other books. So he's a horror writer, but very, again, much like Martha, this isn't like horror, like, you know, dime store kind of novels. This is sort of, I hate to say it, literary horror. It's broader appeal. One of his other books is called My Best Friend's Exorcism, which is the story of two teenage girls in the 80s and an exorcism. But it's really also about friendship and the time and the place. It's set in Charleston.
Right.
So this book, similarly, it's actually set, I think, in the same town. That's the linkage. But there's a book club of these very proper Southern ladies in the 80s and 90s in Charleston. And a tall, dark stranger comes into town. And then children start disappearing, and, like, you know, plagues of rats start coming into people's basements.
I remember the 80s.
And so then the book club has to get together and figure out how to take care of tall, dark, handsome stranger. I do have a galley of this.
Because, of course, the mayor and the police department are just completely ineffectual. It's down to the book club.
The book clubs, they get it done.
Totally.
I do have a galley of this, and I'm about halfway through, and it's fabulous. It's so, so great. So that one's also coming out in April, The Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires.
So my book is not a 2020 book. It's one that I was not aware of its existence. It was not on my list. It was not on my radar until earlier today. I teach American Government at Durham Tech. We just started on Monday, so today was day two of the class, and it's going pretty well. It's a smaller class this semester. Students are really talkative, and there's one student in particular. She sits up front, and she came in today. One of the things that we do on day one is we go around the room and we introduce ourselves and what is our favorite book, or what is a book that we've read recently that we really liked. And this student on Monday was trying to think of the title and was drawing a blank, so she was talking about a different one, but she said, as soon as I remember the title, I'll let you know. And she brought the book in today and gave it to me and said, here, have this, give it back to me when you're done. And it looks like a fascinating book and a very good book about a very important period in American history. It's from 1998, and it was published on the 100th anniversary of the Wilmington riot in 1898. It's a book called Democracy Betrayed. It is, I think, edited. I think I haven't looked into it yet, but I'm excited about reading it this week. A series of chapters by different writers. writers, and the editors are David Soselsky and Tim Tyson, who
is fairly
local. I had never heard of this book before. I'm familiar with Tim Tyson, obviously, and what happened in Wilmington, but I'm excited for that to come together and learn a lot more about this period in American history. And she says it's great, so I'm excited
about
reading it.
And tell me the title again?
Democracy Betrayed, the Wilmington Race Riot of 1898 and its Legacy.
And we have a program at the library coming up soon. We're showing, in conjunction with Carolina Public Humanities, we're showing a documentary about Wilmington.
Yes,
Wilmington on
that's
Fire,
right. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one more.
Go for it.
So continuing the thread, so Martha works at the library. Grady Hendrix has appeared at the library in an upcoming appearance.
Mm-hmm.
I think this book actually might have been released at the end of last year. Maybe it's just out. Anyways, this author is coming up soon. The book is called Tristan Strong Punches a Hole in the Sky. And the author is Kwame Mambalia. And he lives in the area. He lives, I think it's in the Cary or the Raleigh area.
Okay.
He's coming to the library in partnership with Flyleaf. And he's going to be doing several appearances at middle schools. And I love, love, love the hook of this book. So it is very similar to the Rick Riordan books, oh my gosh, I just blanked on them. You know, the middle grade readers about the Zeus. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Percy Jackson. Yeah.
And they're actually Rick Riordan. This is like his publishing imprint.
Okay.
So it's a similar story, epic fantasy, but it's set in the world of African American or of African folklore. So rather than engaging with the characters of Greek mythology, this is African and African American mythology and folklore. Everybody that I read that has read it loves it. It's on my list. It's on my kids' list.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did. I forgot. We had him as part of a panel when Grady Hendrix was here, as part of that series. And he's a wonderful speaker.
Awesome.
So Kwame Mambalia, that's coming up on January 24th. Flyleaf will be selling books. It's a really great flip on the whole Percy Jackson type book, and I think it's going to be a big one.
Great books for a new year. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information about those upcoming events. Get more information on books. TraxMusicLibrary.org, right, for more on Trax, and we'll be talking about the Trax project on Live and Local later today and throughout this week and throughout this month and into the spring as well. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's keep the conversation going. Join the La Vida Dolce Book Club every Tuesday at 5:30. Next week, Tuesday the 21st, the group will be discussing Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. It's the second week of their discussion over gelato, wine, coffee, and more. If you missed week one, you can still come for week two. No shame. The La Vida Dolce Book Club is open and welcome to all.